Hello and welcome to Cut the Cake, the no BS wedding podcast sharing industry secrets and wedding day intel couples are craving to plan and enjoy their wedding planning process with actual info you need and plenty of laughs along the way. I'm Melanie James, aka Melly Rain, and I'm joined by
Tanya Hall, aka The Event Wanderer Co. And together we are your hosts, bringing over 20 plus years of wedding and event industry insights to your ears.
In the world of weddings, guest books have long been a staple for couples to capture the well wishes and memories of their loved ones. However, in recent years, there has been a growing popularity for couples to move away from written guest books and incorporate an audio guest book on their wedding day. Today on Cut the Cake, we have the privilege of chatting with Liz, the co-founder of Off the Hook. Off the Hook is one of the OG audio guestbook companies in Australia and prides themselves in offering audio guestbooks with no hidden costs, no cords ruining your wedding day style, and the largest colour range to choose from with 10 colours available.
We discuss with Liz the inspiration behind starting Off the Hook and how it helps couples create unforgettable memories on their special day. How their audio guestbooks work, from their recording process right through to the final end product, and the benefits an audio guestbook offers compared to the traditional written guestbooks. Off the Hook has established itself as a leading provider of audio guestbooks in Australia and continues to remain at the forefront of this innovative trend. We are so thrilled to bring this episode to you. So without further ado, here is Liz from Off the Hook.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Cut the Cake. Today, we have the fabulous Liz from Off the Hook. Some of you guys may have seen Off the Hook on your socials. You might have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. So I'm going to get straight into the episode and introduce Liz, obviously. But Liz, can you give us a bit of a rundown about who you are, what you do at Off the Hook? Tell us everything.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Liz. I am a wedding planner in Melbourne and I am the co-founder of Off the Hook Audio Guestbook. So do a little bit of everything, I think, at this point for the brand. We've been running the business for about 18 months now. So still kind of new, which is why you may not have heard of us. But yeah, very exciting.
Very, very exciting. So now Off the Hook, these are some of the rotary telephones that I remember having as a kid. I'm pretty certain my grandparents had one before the old push dial buttons. But do you want to tell us why you started Off the Hook and how it is that it helps couples on their wedding day?
Yeah, so my husband and I got married in 2018 and we had a standard run-of-the-mill written guestbook at our wedding. As you can imagine, not many people wrote in our guestbook and we've never looked at it since. So it definitely wasn't, you know, an exciting part of our day. And afterwards, we just sort of spoke about how it would have been really nice to just have something that was a little bit more interactive, you know, something that was, you know, a bit of keepsake, I suppose, for our big day. So fast forward to 2022, we started Off the Hook. And I guess the thought process was just having something that would make weddings a little bit more unforgettable. They go so incredibly quickly. They're gone in a flash. So, you know, having those memories and being able to listen back to all of those parts of your big day was kind of, yeah, the driving force behind starting the hook.
So good. I feel like you're really downplaying how awesome Off the Hook is and just how fun these audio guest books are, which I know we're going to get into more as we dive into more questions and everything like that. But for anyone, I suppose, who hasn't heard of Off the Hook or even an audio guest book or how that actually works, can you explain that exactly?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the way it works is we have taken like old school rotary phones. We've taken like the shell, so the outside of those phones. And then what we've created here in Melbourne is what we refer to, I guess, as the brain, which is the recording device that sits within that shell and that records people's voice messages, saves them, and yeah, is ultimately an awesome part of a wedding. So if you're imagining it as part of your wedding day, what you do is the phone itself is super simple. We made sure to create it so that it was as easy to use as possible. So it's a single on and off switch. Once it's turned on, you'll pick up the handset and a pre-recorded greeting from the couple will play. Once they've finished speaking, it will beep and then it will start recording. So you're able to record a voice message. And then when you're finished, you hang up the receiver and it saves once the receiver's put it back down. So ready for the next person. So it's as simple as that. It really is super user friendly. You can't really go wrong. The worst thing you can do is just forget what you want to say or freak out and hang up and start again. So we made sure that, you know, that's sort of the worst case, and we can go through and clear out any, you know, hang ups and messages that aren't worth your time. But it just means that it gives people the chance to really speak from the heart and, you know, leave a voice message for the couple rather than, you know, writing like we said in a book or something that's probably going to end up on the shelf forgotten about.
I can actually personally confirm how easy these audio guest books are to use, because people might not know this, but I've known Liz for a little while and, you know, we're both planners, so we've connected in that way, and I've used a few of the off the hook phones at styled shoots as well as like couples of mine who have hired them and everything. And I always test them. So I have to make sure that they're working for the couple. So if I see one there, I'm like picking it up, turning it on, picking up the phone, and I'm that clown that's like, this is Mel ordering three nuggets and fries and all these things just to make sure that it works, as I'm sure you listen to when you get them. But yes, they are so easy to use. And I'm sure you mentioned this, but like they're so light. You can pick them up. You can move around with them. You can take them to the dance floor. You can, you know, walk around your wedding tables and get everyone to talk on them. They're just so cool. They're so fun.
I'm glad you think so. Well, thanks, Mel.
I just have a really random question. In terms of creating them, you just said that obviously it's the shell of the rotary phone. Do you have that specifically made by somebody? Because your color range is phenomenal. Like, I love them to bits. Or do you source those from somewhere and then kind of gut them and used, like, do you repurpose them? Is there like an upcycling element to this here at all? Or how does that actually work? I'm just intrigued now.
No, totally. So yeah, we do. We have 10 colours in our range, which is the biggest colour range available for audio guest books in Australia. So that was kind of one of our biggest focuses, was sourcing as many different styles as possible so that they can really complement, you know, the style of each individual wedding, rather than feeling like, yeah, you only have a white option that's sitting there in the corner looking stark against your bright, beautiful florals. So yeah, what we do is we do source those shells, I suppose. That's what we source individually. And then it's the actual brain and the mechanics and all this secret squirrel business behind the scenes that we sort of manufactured and created ourselves here in Melbourne. So yeah, we're always sort of adding to the collection, I suppose, in terms of colours. We're looking at even manufacturing some extended colour ranges in the very near future, some bright and beautiful ones. Mel, I'm sure you'll be very excited for those. So yeah, we I guess as a stylist and a planner, that was kind of one of our focuses, was making sure that couples didn't need to compromise, you know, on choosing just one or two colours, that we had all of those there for them to choose from.
So I think the colour that sticks out in the mind is that bright turquoise colour that you've got. Like, that is, it's bold, it's beautiful. I love it. I'm like, oh, where can I use this? I just, yeah, it's so cool.
There's like, I mean, understandably, white, or our ivory and our black midnight phone are extremely popular. I mean, Mel knows I absolutely love, you know, we've got a beautiful red passion phone and our tropical phone, which are, yeah, a little bit more bold. It's nice to see couples sort of, yeah, lean into those more bold colours. And I think it's great as well. You know, they kind of stand out and give couples the chance to, you know, it kind of draws attention to itself as well, which is nice. So yeah, people start to wonder what is it and want to use it, which is great.
Amazing. So would you like to go into a bit of detail about what is the benefit of using an audio guestbook versus using a written guestbook, which obviously you use the written guestbook. So you kind of know both sides of the equation here.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I think, I mean, from our perspective, the benefit of an audio guestbook is you are going to hear the emotion in the messages that are left. So I don't know about you guys, but I am definitely guilty of being at weddings and, you know, like being running between the bar and the dance floor and rushing to write, you know, congrats, love you in a book because I feel like I have to. And that's that. And you don't think twice about it. And you know, that's all that the couple sort of has from you, I suppose, in terms of that memory from the day. Whereas audio guestbooks really do, I guess, you know, give people the chance to pause and actually, you know, give you some advice for your married life together, or, you know, tell a memory of their favorite, you know, time with the two of you, or order a pizza like Mel does. So, you know, it really does give, it gives more of a feel for the day. And I think it really helps couples to actually sit back and remember the day and remember it from their guest's perspective as well. So it's nice to kind of get all of those perspectives from throughout the night.
I also think it gives like a really beautiful memory, as you've said, you know, with voices and everything. But I'm thinking like, you know, grandma and uncles and stuff like that, that, and I don't want to be all Debbie Dormant or anything, but, you know, in years to come when they might not be around, you've still got this beautiful memory of them leaving you a message at your wedding. I think it's so, so good. I love it. Love, love, love. Is there, just out of curiosity before we move on, is there a particular length as to how long these messages can be? Not saying we want people, you know, giving full-on speeches that are like half an hour long, but do they cut out after a certain point, or can you literally talk for hours if you wanted?
Yeah, so we've set the limit at 3 minutes, so we can control that. The reason that we put it at that 3 minute limit is 99.9% of messages sit well under that 3 minute limit. You're always going to have a few people that like sit down with the phone and are ready to, you know, talk all night with it. There's always one or two at each wedding. You know, the great thing is at the end of the message, it tells them like, this message is about to end, please start another, you know, so they're not just rambling on for hours and it's not recording anymore, which would be sad. So the reason we do that just means that it gives the phone, you know, the chance to, it stores up to 3,000 of those 3 minute messages. So, which is, yeah, look, to put that into some context, most weddings would have anywhere between 100 to 200 voice messages. So 3,000 is pretty generous. We pretty much say unlimited because we've never had anyone get anywhere near that amount. But the reason that we've got that there is just to ensure that people have the chance to, you know, leave a nice one at the start of the night, a questionable one in the middle, and then a silly one at the end. There's definitely no limit, you know, to each, you know, individual person wanting to leave multiple messages.
Is that as the champagne and the drinks flow?
Yeah, look, I think as the night goes on, the messages no doubt go from, you know, more heartfelt to probably more hilarious at that point. But I think that's part of it. I think, you know, all of those encapsulate memories from your big day. So I think couples are glad to have the good, the bad and the ugly that all comes through their message bank. So yeah, it's really great.
Oh God, I can just imagine the messages you would get, which we will touch on very soon. But you mentioned before, so Off the Hook started in 2022, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you were one of the OG audio guestbooks companies in Australia. So you've been around one of the longest, and you know what you're doing. You're a pro, but I'm kind of keen to know, if you've seen, I guess, obviously you started it because people want this, but is it becoming more and more popular, audio guestbooks that you're finding?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. We were, you know, one of the first to market, and one of our biggest selling points is we're the only wireless audio guestbook that you can get in Australia. So that's kind of where we were driven from in terms of people not feeling like they had to just pop the audio guestbook onto, you know, their gift table, for example, and have it plugged in and it sat there all night and maybe got some attention at the start, but not a whole lot as the night went on. So having them as wireless was really important to us. Took a long time to get them to that point. And I think in the time since we started, it's definitely become more popular. At the start, we were having to do, you know, a lot of educational content. Nobody knew what audio guest books were. So last year, I think we spent, you know, a lot of time informing people and getting in front of as many people as possible. Whereas now, a lot of people have at least heard of them. A lot of others have attended weddings with audio guest books. So at least now it's starting to definitely gain even more momentum for sure. So definitely becoming very popular.
Yeah, I've certainly noticed it in the couples that I'm working with. Like instead of me going, how about we look at an audio guest book? They're coming to me going, I've heard of this audio guest book thing. Where can I get one?
Exactly. Yeah. So definitely more comments like on people's radars, which is great.
Yeah. And obviously I'm always off the hook. Go to off the hook.
As you should, yes.
As you should. So obviously the fun part of installing all this for the couples then is going to be them recording their personalized message to the guest. Can you walk us through how a couple would actually go about doing that? Do they have to get the phone, wait for it to be delivered and then record it? Or do they pre-record it and send it to you? How does it go from them into the phone is probably the million-dollar question.
Yeah, of course. So the personalized greeting is something, again, that we include free of charge with all of our hires. So that probably is something worth noting. We made sure that our hire package has every single thing that every couple would want already included. There's no little hidden extras. There's no like, okay, at the end, tick all these boxes to add things on. It's all included. So yeah, the personalized greeting is an important part of that. So what happens is once an order is placed, the couple receive a booking confirmation email from us that has a link to our recording portal. So what that portal has is not only the area which they record their greeting, but it also has over 100 previous couple recordings in there. It has a bunch of prompts as well to get people thinking about what they want their personalized greeting to be. We've seen everything you could possibly imagine as a personalized greeting. I would say 99% of them go with something along the lines of, welcome to our wedding. Thank you for celebrating with us. Please leave us a message. But you've got people that make it a bit more personal. There's a lot of spins on that we see as well. So we make sure to give couples as much inspiration as possible so they feel very confident with recording their greeting. So when they're ready, they record and submit their greeting. It comes straight through to us. We manage it on our side in terms of having it uploaded into the phone. So once the phone arrives with them for their wedding, it's already preloaded. They don't have to worry about a thing. So there's definitely no, you know, back and forth. There's no need to worry about like the technicality of it either. It's all kind of handled from our perspective.
Amazing. Now we have touched on, I guess, the types of messages that guests can leave and that they start pretty like awesome and then they turn into maybe some sloppy mess down the track, but that's okay. What exactly do the couples get at the end result? Like once all the messages are recorded, they send it back to you, you work your magic, but what do the couples get as that final product?
Yeah, so that is probably a good point. It's a question we do get a lot. So the couple doesn't have to do anything with the phone. Often we get asked like, oh, how do I get my messages? What do I need to do? Like, they don't want to do anything wrong. The good thing, like I said, is it's pretty simple. They just need to, once the phone gets back to us, we organize their voice message gallery and it's uploaded into Dropbox for them. So they're able to view, download, listen, and share all their messages that way. So the online gallery is included with every order. Some couples do opt to add on something a little bit extra and special in terms of like a physical keepsake with those messages. So we have our custom USB and our custom vinyls as well. So you can have actual physical keepsake of those messages as well. So we've got a few different options for our couples to, you know, have something actually sitting there at home, you know, to listen back on.
That's pretty cool at the end of the day, because if you're into your records as well, to be able to actually put your record on and just listen to that kind of play out, I love that.
Yeah, and it's actually quite nice because they can actually fully customize the vinyl as well. So they get to pop a really beautiful photo of the two of them on the front, you know, their names. They can put like a quote or something that's meaningful to them on the back as well, like a song list per se, or, you know, something that to kind of remember the day. So yeah, honestly, the vinyl is something, I think it's vinyls in general have gained a lot of popularity in the last few years. So it is something that a lot of our couples do. And it was also like a great gift that we do see, like, you know, parents and friends also adding on to orders later down the track for the couple as well. So it's a nice gifting opportunity.
Just out of curiosity, and this is just the tech side of me and the audio production side of me, do they pick up much background noise at all when the voice, like when the message is being recorded, like if they're positioned close to the dance floor, which I highly am going to say it's probably not the case, but do they have a tendency to pick up, you know, like the music coming through at the end of the night, that type of thing? Like, do you get that like background noise?
Yeah. So I guess the reason that it did take us quite a while to bring the product to market, because we were manufacturing it ourselves, we haven't like just bought them, I suppose, from somewhere. That was one of, I guess, the key concerns that we had and we then managed to work through. So the microphones that are installed in our audio guest books specifically pick up on the voice that's coming from the handset and try to block out background noise. You're always going to get like a bit of background noise, but it's more ambient noise than anything else. So look, we don't suggest having the audio guest book right next to a main speaker, for example, but the reason we actually suggest that isn't because of the audio, it's because people can't hear themselves leave a message. So the quality of the message is usually just terrible because the person can't actually hear themselves and they're just screaming into the microphone. Yeah, so that's actually why. But, you know, it is something that a lot of couples do bring up. The audio guest books can definitely be in the same room across from the DJ, you know, like down the other end of your dance floor or whatnot, is no problem at all. The only thing we say is obviously the more calm or quiet the general area is, the better quality you're going to get from your guests. If they can hear themselves, then they're going to, you know, sit there and take their time rather than screaming, you know, I don't know if you can hear this, but love you. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, we took quite a lot of time to make sure that was definitely something that we focused on.
This is kind of the thing that I think I love listening to you speak about is there's obviously been a lot of care and attention that has been put into that. And I think it's really, really reassuring for the audience to know that they are getting the best thing on the market, where the care and attention has been put into the microphones and the audio and the technology that goes into actually creating that. It's not just a telephone. It is actually a device that is capturing beautiful, beautiful memories of their wedding day as a whole. So of all the weddings that you've done and all the couples that you've worked with, which sounds like a few, not just one or two, what is the craziest message you have had a couple create for their guests? If you can tell us that, as in a welcome to our wedding type style.
Oh, as a personalized greeting, like as a, yes. Yeah. Look, we had one last year, which was a little bit different. There's been a few that have come up that we've thought were, yeah, a little bit crazy, but there was a couple last year that their personalized greeting pretty much said, tell us your deepest, darkest secret. And yeah, it wasn't even wedding related at all, to be honest. So yeah, their gallery of messages, as you can imagine, was pretty interesting to say the least, especially as the night went on. And yeah, they came back to us and said that they were really happy with the crazy things that people divulged to them throughout the night. So,
oh my God. I bet everybody got a bit of Dutch courage. Like, they'd leave one crazy story and by the end of the night with the champagne flowing, Dutch courage central.
Yeah. And I think, even us listening back to a few, you realize as they're talking that they maybe are wishing that they could take back some of the things. That it was a very interesting, like, it was a very, very entertaining option for this couple. They thought it was great. They had the best time, but they still obviously got plenty of messages that people skipped over that part and just went straight to the love you, wish you the all the best. But there was definitely some, that was by far the most interesting personalized greeting that we have seen to date, that's for sure.
Oh my God, I love that so much. Sorry, go ahead.
Lots of people like announcing secret pregnancies. Lots of people like, yeah, like lots of just fun, like, you know, single gals mentioning that they'd pash someone in the bathroom, like just some, you know, just some good old, yeah, some good old secrets going around. So that they would have been fantastic to listen back to after the night for sure.
It's almost like the good old confessional. It's like, oh my God, I did this in the bathroom. I can go and confess and then go back and do it again.
I'm sure that they were questioning their choice to share that the next day. But anyway, everyone had a good time. So that's the main thing.
As long as you're not getting the questions on Monday morning going, hey, I left a message on a phone at this wedding at the weekend. Can you just find it and delete it?
We didn't have any of that. So that's usually a dead giveaway that it's something, yeah, that they aren't interested in sharing. But I think everything was pretty tame, but pretty funny. That's for sure. Yeah. So,
that's fantastic.
Now, you've mentioned that you've got an array of colours, 10, if I recall correctly. You're based in Melbourne, but you provide the phones all over the country, don't you?
Yes, we do. We do. So we're celebrating with couples every weekend in every state, pretty much, which is great, which we've always made sure, again, like we spoke about in terms of the packaging for our audio guest books, every order includes return express shipping anywhere in Australia. So there's absolutely no downfall to being over in Perth or being, you know, up in Queensland with us in Melbourne. We wanted to make sure that no matter where we were, everyone was able to access the product comfortably. And as part of the sort of process from our side, our couples are guaranteed delivery at least 3 days prior to their wedding. So whether that's, and so then that's for us to manage. So whether that's sending it out 14 days early for it to get to WA in time, for example, that's all managed from our side. And that guarantee is at least 3 days prior. So it just takes the, I guess, takes the stress out of it. We know very aware that the week of a wedding has a lot going on. So knowing the audio guest book's going to be there at least 3 days prior, it's at home. You can test it, make sure you're happy, and then it sits there until your day. You know, not, you know, watching the Oz post tracking on the Friday before your Saturday wedding, wondering where it is. Yeah, no, we definitely want to avoid that. So we obviously take all of the relative precautions to have all of that appropriate. Yeah.
Where's my phone? Do you have a suggested time frame, I suppose, that you would suggest people book an audio guest book or one of your audio guest books?
Yeah, look, we typically say once you've decided on your colour to book it. And the reason for that is although we do have a large range, we do have those 10 colours, we typically say if you've got your wedding styling locked in and you're pretty certain, you know, that the black phone is what you're after, book it in, tick it off your wedding planning list and move on. You know, we do have a very flexible cancellation policy in the event of things changing. You're able to change the colour and your event date up until like 10 days before your wedding. So you've got a huge amount of flexibility from our side, obviously based on availability, but at the moment, we have bookings up until well into the end of 2026. So there's definitely no harm in ticking one more thing off your wedding planning list and getting that locked in when you're ready.
Such a planner thing to say.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, do we service wedding? Do people book us like a week beforehand? Absolutely, they do. Do we try and, you know, do last minute bookings for this weekend and express, you know, overnight ship them? Yes, we do that. Do we suggest that? No, we would ideally like people to be a little bit more organized. We understand that's not always possible. But yeah, as soon as you're ready, we're here.
Perfect. So in terms of actually booking a audio guest book, is it as simple as just jumping on your website and saying, hey, this is when I want my audio guest book, please?
Yeah, so we made sure with the booking process, like with a lot of our processes, that it was, again, as simple as possible. So rather than having to inquire and wait to hear back from us about availability and then going back and forth over email 20 times, everything is fully through our website. So heading to the website, you can enter in your wedding date and it will tell you which colours are available. You pick your colour, you enter in your details, payments processed, it's all done. So you don't have to worry about the back and forth or waiting for our team to get back to you. We've made sure that that's nice and simple. Obviously, once that order is placed on the website, that's when we get in touch with that link to our recording portal for your personalized greeting. We also send you a lot more information from there around, I guess, getting the best out of your audio guest book. So making sure, you know, a few tips and tricks just to make sure that yeah, you get as many messages and as many great messages as possible.
So you've just sort of covered a little bit of my next question around sort of what people get when they hire an audio guest book, when they get an off-the-hook guest book. But in terms of the physical phone itself, when it's delivered to someone, and I've seen them, they are so packaged so well. It's like one of those, oh my God, like security vans that walk around with all the money, will drive around with all the money. It's like those things that come out and you just think you've got
Oh my God.
Thank you. Couldn't think of the word. Those things. And you're like, there's some precious cargo in that container. So
yes.
I know that's what you get. But in terms of the couple, can you explain how it's delivered, what you get? Is there instructions? Is there anything else in the box that they get? All those types of things.
Yeah. So you're not wrong. So I guess first and foremost, everything I'm about to describe comes inside of a very hardcover case. The reason for that is we do not trust Australia Post to handle our audio guest books, you know, in a nice way. So again, we tried a lot of boxes at the start and came, you know, to settle with this. You can pretty much throw it, you know, out of a truck onto the floor and the audio guest book will still be completely fine. So there is a reason for that case. But when you do receive it, you're going to have obviously your audio guest book in the chosen color. You're going to have every order also comes with instructional signage. So you don't have to create signage if you don't want to. And it's also really helpful to have that next to the phone, obviously, so that if you do have any guests who A, haven't seen an audio guest book before, B, just have absolutely no idea, they think it's a prop, for example, that signage is going to explain, hey, pick me up, leave a message and help out those guests that are a little unsure as well. And then you've also got a return postage satchel in there as well. So we try to make it really simple. After the day, all you need to do is pop your phone back in that hard case, pop it in the prepaid satchel and it just goes straight back to AusPost. It's prepaid. You don't have to worry about a thing. Everything's sort of managed from that perspective as well. So all of those things come inside that box when you receive it. We also include a little instruction card. So the person who's setting it up might not be, or is almost actually never the couple. Obviously, they're getting ready to beautiful for the day. So there's some instructions in there to our online instruction guide as well, just in case anyone has any questions. And we also include a little sweet treat, because I have a sweet tooth and why the hell not? So there's some little chockies in there, which I know that always get probably devoured before the day, let's be honest. But yeah, that's everything that they can sort of expect when their audio guest book arrives.
Oh, I love this. It's just such a simple process. And yes, I am like you. I don't necessarily trust Australia Post either.
Look, I'm sure 95% of the time it's fine, but we'd rather them be able to be, yeah, thrown over gates into your backyard and onto the trucks, yeah, and not be a problem. So that was definitely important.
Oh, I think my biggest concern is as a stationary vendor is someone's invitations going, hey, well, and that's why particularly in Melbourne, if you order off me in Melbourne, I will physically hand deliver it to you and there you go. Like, I don't care if I got to drive 2 hours down the road.
Yeah, well, we're very lucky, I think, because we've had one audio guest book in 2 years, 18 months actually go missing. And that was prior to on its way to the wedding. So we could send a replacement overnight courier the day before, got another one there in time. Touch wood. At this point, we haven't had any audio guest books lost yet. It's worth having everything as packaged and pretty as possible so that there aren't any issues, of course.
So do you have any tips for couples after they've ordered it and they are obviously sitting down and they're going, okay, how are we going to do this recording? Have you got any tips for them when it comes to recording? Because I'm sure most couples are going to sit there and get an attack of the nerves and put a lot of pressure on themselves.
It is. And I guess the good thing about the recording portal is they can record it as many times as they want before they press send. They can listen back to what they've recorded as well. So if they're like me, hate the sound of their voices, they can do it over and over and over again until they're happy. But I guess the thing to think about is the type of messages that you want, I guess, first and foremost, is a lot of couples, like I said, if you don't want to overcomplicate it, something along the lines of, we love you, thank you for celebrating with us, leave us a little message, leave us some well wishes is great. You know, don't overcomplicate it. You know, we've had people before say, you know, can you leave us some advice for our married life together? Amazing option. People are great with giving, you know, little tidbits of advice for their future together. So, I mean, naturally people will overthink it. They have up until 10 days before their wedding to submit it. And we send multiple reminders over the like month prior in case they have been like too hard basket, popped it off to the side to deal with later, which does happen. So we always make sure we give everyone as many chances as physically possible to submit their greeting, you know, to make sure they've got the chance to do that. And we do have generic greetings if they don't want to, which some couples do opt for, which is along the lines of, you know, the newlyweds can't make it to the phone, please leave them some love. So just something nice that will prompt your guests. You know, if you have just left it too late, can't be bothered, don't, you know, like don't want to think about it, then we've got that as a backup option as well.
You really have thought of everything. Now that's some tips for the couple and their message. What about the guests and like encouraging guests to pick up the phone and leave a message? I know sometimes when I'm at weddings and they're there, I'm walking around going, leave a message, just to make sure people know what it is. But do you have any tips that you give couples for their wedding day to make sure that their guests are leaving messages?
Yeah, so I guess we do. We give a few little suggestions, I suppose, when they do book with us, just what we've learned over the last 18 months and what's worked best. And probably the main one is making sure that your MC announces it at the start of the night. So no matter where it is in the room, people aren't necessarily looking for it, understandably. They're looking for the bar, let's be honest. So maybe that's where it should be displayed.
Put it at the bar.
Yeah, it's really handy to, right from the get-go, have the MC, you know, maybe when they're doing their welcome for the night, to kind of say, guys, there's an audio guest book. This is what it is. If it makes sense, it's also great for them to do a demonstration even in front of your guests. It just means that the ones in the crowd that were a little unsure, maybe the older guests that were like, I don't even know what that is, you know, and a little bit apprehensive, I suppose, about recording a message, you're going to kind of break down that barrier once they know what it is and where it is. And I guess second, we always do suggest, and like we sort of touched on, the audio guest book is fully wireless. So you do have a lot of flexibility in where it's displayed throughout the night. So to get the most out of it, definitely put it somewhere that is high traffic. And because it's wireless, it doesn't need to stay in the same spot all night either. So you might choose to have it on your gift table at the start. So as guests enter, they pop their, you know, cards in your wishing well and leave you a message, for example. As the night goes on, you might move it up onto the bar and give people the chance while they're waiting for a drink to leave you a message there. And we've also seen, you know, you could hand it around to guest tables if it is seated, you know, if it isn't somewhere super central, you can hand it around and have your guests sort of pass it on as they use it, which is a really great way to, especially maybe some of the oldies that are a little bit more sat and set for the night, you know, give them the chance to leave you, you know, a really thoughtful message as well. So I think those two things are kind of key in making sure that your audio guest book doesn't just sit in a sad corner, in the corner, you know, not being used and yeah, just left alone, I suppose.
Out of sheer curiosity, do you find that the oldies actually know what it is and it's more the young ones that are like, what the heck? Or is it the other way around? Just because it looks like an old style landline and like, but we used to have landlines and now we just rely on our phones, on our mobile phones.
Honestly, it's actually such a mixed bag. You do often have people who are aware of a rotary style phone more inquisitive as to what it is, whereas, you know, some of the young ones who would just assume it's a prop, for example, you know, sat on a table, like surely it can't possibly do anything. It's too old. So yeah, look, it's a bit of a mixed bag, but I guess that's why having that instructional signage that comes with every order. So if people, you know, do a drive-by, see it, and then they're prompted to leave a message with that signage, there's no question about what that phone's doing there. It's not just, yeah, sat on its own, up to its own devices. Yeah, you've at least got that to guide them.
Ah, I love that. You can totally tell that we've got wedding planners running this business. Everything's ticked off.
I'm glad.
Everything's ticked off. But I think that's kind of what makes all of our businesses so unique is like when you do actually come from a planning background and you can tell when the care and consideration has been given, because at the end of the day, it just makes life easier for the couples because we understand it. We get it. We've sat down and we've considered all those elements. And this is such a unique product, and you can tell the love and care and consideration that you've put into it, basically. So
I'm glad you can see that, because it has been a lot of love and care. And yeah, I guess our couples are our biggest priority. At the end of the day, we understand how big a wedding day is to a lot of people, and we don't get a second chance. We're not just a product that's, you know, you buy time and time, or hire time and time again and whatnot. Although it can and does get hired for things other than weddings, you know, 99% of our bookings are for weddings. So I guess that is the driving force to make sure that everything that we do is good and great and perfect every single time, and not just sometimes, and not just, oh, don't worry, sorry about that, like next time will be better. It's like you don't have that redo, I suppose, when it comes to weddings.
You've only got one shot with every client, basically. So no, makes complete sense. So before we move on to our most important question for all of our lovely guests, is there anything else that you would like to add for our lovely audience around Off the Hook and the realm of audio guest books? Anything you think that they should know that we haven't covered at all?
Oh, that's a good one.
We have covered a lot, to be fair.
We have covered a lot. I'm trying to think. I think, look, the main thing from our perspective in the market and where things are at with audio guest books at the moment is we have just made sure that the Off the Hook brand is synonymous with providing, I guess, the most premium service that you're going to get. You know, you've got the most amount of color options across anyone else in Australia. We have the most inclusions in our packages. You know, we've done a lot of weddings at this point, and, you know, we're trusted by so many couples. So I guess, you know, the main thing for us at the moment moving forward is just making sure people are aware that, you know, not all audio guest books are the same. And I guess that is something that I've touched on and that we pride ourselves on is, yeah, there has been a lot of time and effort and love that's gone into making a product that is going to be, you know, that top tier for your wedding. So that is kind of our primary focus.
Amazing. All right. So then the most important question, what is your favorite cake flavor?
Oh, okay.
This always puts everybody on the spot.
Oh, that's so funny, because I actually have like so many answers.
It does.
I have a sweet tooth, so this is not a difficult one for me. So I love Ladybird Cakes makes the best like chocolate with like a caramel ganache, and that's like my by far best thing in the whole world. But I love like red velvet. I love like banana cake as well. I mean, like banana bread, but like in a, oh, is that more of bread? Who knows?
it's cake. Let's be honest, it's cake.
I have a sweet tooth, so all of the above.
Non-discriminatory. I like that as an option.
Is that a cop out?
No.
That
is just being open and honest and saying that I am non-discriminatory when it comes to cake, and I will eat any.
I'll have them all. I'll have all of the above.
Oh my God, that's so great. Now, this is probably the second most important question, because everyone's probably listening to this going, how do I actually connect with you and Off the Hook? So can you let all of our beautiful listeners know where they can find you on socials, websites, all those types of things?
Yeah. So if you want to check us out, Instagram is a great, I guess, starting point for a lot of people, because we've got so much inspiration in terms of setup, examples of, you know, the audio guest books, how they can be used, what the voice messages are like, the audio quality, all of the above. So on Instagram, it's offthehook.au if you're searching for us there. And then for the website, it's offthehook.net.au. So obviously head there. That's got, you know, a lot more information about what's included, the process. If you know that you've got any questions about how it gets to you, what's included and what it all looks like. And like I said, you can book straight through the website as well. So nice and easy. If you do have any questions, obviously you can reach out to us via our contact page or on Instagram DM.
That's awesome. Like, I've thoroughly enjoyed this chat with you, Liz. Like, I know we talk a lot outside of this as well, but it's been really, really insightful. I obviously know the brand Off the Hook quite well, but I have absolutely learned a few things in this conversation. So it's been so nice to have you as a guest. Thank you so much for joining us. And
yes, thank you guys so much for having me and inviting me on. And sorry it's taken so long to to come and hang out.
If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to hear more of us in your ears, subscribe to Cut the Cake on your streaming platform and leave us a review.
We'd love to hear from you. So if you have a burning wedding question for us, be sure to slide into our DMs on Instagram at Cut the Cake Podcast or send us an email at hello@cutthecakepodcast.com.au.
Thanks for listening. And remember, a party without cake is just a meeting. We'll be right back.